Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go. What's coming. I want to know what it's going to feel like. But I'll be honest, he was kind of suggesting one I think that was a little smaller and I got greedy. I got greedy. I'm looking at him and I'm like, oh, I'm ready to pounce. I love that anticipation and that workup in the car when you're just looking at someone and you're molesting them with your eyeballs because you just can't wait to rip their clothes off. That's how I was feeling. But man, was I just out of body, total out of body. I mean, that's the best. When you're having these orgasms that are just rocking you from head to toe and they just keep coming, I'm almost laughing as they're through them because they're so intense. I was edging myself. I knew I was just letting it build and letting it build and letting it build. And I just kept edging and edging. Everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I am Layla. Oh my gosh, how is everybody doing out there? Did you get a chance to listen to last Tuesday's episode? I thought that was very timely. It was kind of on the chemical attraction and the things that draw us to potential mates. And I'm totally into that because I believe that. I believe that there's these weird things that draw us to people that, you know, we're not even aware of. And when I found that article, it was just validating all the stuff that I've been saying over the years. So I was like, yes, yes, yes. And then subsequently, it was interesting. Before that released, I was talking to someone who has a breeding fetish. And I was like, yes, me too. I mean, and here's all the reasons. And guess what? I have a podcast episode coming out and you can give it a listen because I just think there's something to it. I would love your feedback, guys, on that. I would love to know what you think. If you related with any of those concepts and things that I was talking about in that article. And then I'm just curious if anybody noticed the title that I gave it. Do you know where I got that from? There's a bonus question out there to all my Curious Girl Diaries listeners. The title of that episode is The Chemicals Between Us. Any idea where I got that title from? I will love you. You will probably be my soulmate if you know. And if you know, then you know. All right. Anyway, anybody else feel like joining the private podcast? I think it's a good idea. I'm having so much fun with it. We're almost at the end of the month. It's almost a full, complete month of the private podcast. Lots of really fun stuff going on in there. And also some bonus content, guys, that's coming down on July 5th. I can't even say what it is. I don't even want to say what it is. It feels so top secret to me that I don't want to say it out here in the free world. I just feel like the private podcast is my safe world and I can say so much more and get so much dirtier and so much raunchier with my language than I can out here. It's interesting because even though I don't do anything, I guess, what we typically call is pornographic. You know, like I don't have an OnlyFans site or anything like that. I don't sell my pictures or nudie photos and again, nothing against that. It's just that it's not what I'm doing. But, you know, you get lumped in with all that stuff. And because of that and the nature of this podcast, the things that I say, the language that I use, it's definitely a deterrent for certain advertisers. They don't want to advertise their car sales right in between me talking about my vagina before, after, or during. And I understand, but it definitely makes it harder. So I just kind of feel like I can sort of dial it back a little bit on the, you know, on the public podcast, but maybe get a little more, go farther than I ever have on the private podcast. So that's kind of fun. So I'm just sort of finding my way through, where is my raunch line? Like, where is that hot button for me? And, you know, I just talk the way I talk. I talk about things. I use the language that I prefer, that I feel is appropriate for me and how I describe things. It doesn't feel raunchy, but people will say, well, that's over the line. I don't know. What do you guys think? Do you think I go over the line? Do I say too much? Is it too much in your face? Should I not be talking about this stuff? If you don't think I should be going this far as I have, you might be a little disappointed with this episode because I do have some raunchy things to talk about and say, and I'm going to. And just a fair warning, I will be using my usual Layla adult language. Okay, let's jump into it. So I was getting excited to go see Goldie because I was horny as fuck. Oh my gosh. Again, going back to the chemicals and the breeding and the cycles, and I always know exactly where I am in my cycle and I know why I'm getting hornier and hornier. And I was right there on the line, right in that line. But I love feeling what my body's doing, just how I'm turned on and juicy and ready for sex. Oh God, it's the best. So I was super excited to go see him this time. I mean, I'm always excited to see him, but just sometimes I just know like I am going to fuck the shit out of this guy. I'm going to be riding the happy train. I don't even know what you call it. I'm going to be riding the orgasm train, I guess is the truth of the matter. Because I can just tell when there's certain times where I'm just super, super extra orgasmic. And this is one of them. Ooh, I knew going into it, this was going to be a fun encounter. So I had said to him before we met, I said, I want to go to a sex store. Let's go to a sex store. He came and got me because I had a rock hit my windshield. And so, you know, I thought, well, let me kill two birds with one stone here. what am I going to do while they're fixing my windshield? I know, I'll go get laid. I'll go see Goldie and have some fun. So anyway, great excuse to see him and hang out. But I wanted to go to a sex store because of the, I guess, not so productive attempt at double penetration with that really big dildo. I wanted to try again. I'm no quitter. I said to him, you know what? I think I just need to get a smaller dildo. And so any excuse to go to the sex store, I mean, that's always fun, a good time. So I went in there and he knows where the sex stores are. So we went in and it was really funny. First thing we noticed when we walk in is this wall of shame they have up. They call it the wall of shame. And they have pictures of people that come in and steal and that pee in their lobby. It was mostly the public urinators and the thieves. And some do both. They publicly urinate and they steal. What the fuck? Seriously? It was crazy. I'm just like, are they peeing in the store? And so, of course, I had to go ask. You know, the woman sees us standing there in the entryway, and I'm just like staring at all these pictures. They look like normal people. I mean, some of them look like vagrants, I gotta say. But, and you know how sex shops are usually like in the industrial part of town, right? So I'm thinking, what is going on? Why are these people peeing inside here? I don't get it. Is there something I don't know? Is there some sort of culture, or is it like doorbell ditching, but nowadays you run inside a sex store and publicly urinate and then run and ditch? I mean, like, what? It's not doorbell ditching anymore. It's like, I don't know, urination ditching. I don't even, what do you call this? Like, what is this? But there's this wall full of people that have been doing it. So it must be a thing. Either that or they're just open late and maybe there's no people are in need of a restroom and there's no other locations open. So they just run in and pee. I have no idea. Anyway, very strange. So that's the first thing we notice when we get in there. So then, of course, I have to go yak up the lady at the front desk about it. Really? People do this? I can't believe it. But finally we got to shopping and I'm on a mission, of course. I've got to find the right size dildo. Now, a right size, right shape, everything. And I want it soft. I want it like that real penis texture, but not too plasticky. And so I am going through just about every dildo they have, looking at, talking about it. While we're on our way back to the back wall on the left, we see these sex dolls and the live life-size sex dolls. I'm like, oh my gosh. And there's three of them sitting there. There's three in a case stacked in between each other. And one of them's blue, like from Avatar blue, you know? And so I'm standing there and there's this guy not very far from us. He can hear me. And I said to Goldie, I said, okay, if there were no more women on the planet, like they were all extinct and this was your last chance to have a girlfriend, which one of these lovely ladies would you pick? And he's like, the blue one. And then the guy that was standing in earshot, he's like, yeah, I'd pick the blue one too. And I'm like, okay, why is that? It was because she was unique and different. And I was like, okay, that makes sense. You would probably have the most valuable, quote unquote, girlfriend. You'd have the sought after chick. Everybody would want her because she's unique. Anyway, so that was kind of just a fun little sidebar conversation there. And although I could tell Goldie got, I don't think he was happy with me talking to just random strangers in the sex store, because I'm very much like that. I love to just chat people up, especially in a sex store. It's like, hey, we're all here. We're shopping for sex toys. This is a great place to have conversation. I know a lot of people just like, they go in, they've got their head down. They don't want to talk. I am that person, that embarrassing person that's going to stop you and make a comment about what you have in your hand. Oh, there's a bigger one over there. Maybe you want to try that one. Or no, that one's not any good because it doesn't have good rotation or something like that. I'm just that girl in the sex store. I'm definitely that person that will just say whatever the fuck comes to mind and start chatting up complete strangers who really just are probably uncomfortable about being in the sex store anyway, but I'm not. It's like, to me, I always feel very comfortable. It's like home. Oh, fun. I'm happy to be here. So after a lot of searching, a lot of touching, consulting with Goldie, we come up with what we think is going to be a good dildo so that we can continue to practice this double penetration and getting ready for the big event, my male, female, male. So I have to do this. I want to be ready. I don't want it to be shocking the first time, but it was shocking when I tried to do it with that big dildo on him and it just wouldn't fit. I mean, it would not work. This dildo's too big and he's big. And so it wasn't happening. And I wasn't really comfortable for him, was not comfortable for me, but I wanted to find something where I could get the effect of it. Like, I want to know what's coming. I want to know what it's going to feel like. But I'll be honest, he was kind of suggesting one, I think, that was a little smaller, and I got greedy. I got greedy. Sometimes you just get greedy when you're dildo shopping. You want to size up when you really should size down, and that's a problem. So it ended up being a problem because sure enough, it was a little on the big side, but I don't know. Size sometimes matters. Anyway, I'll get to that part. But so I did pick one and I felt like it was like 6 inches long, not too long. And I felt like it was a decent amount of girth. It was smaller than him and girth wise, and definitely smaller than him. So I thought, okay, I'm trying to match up in my head what his penis and this dildo like sandwiched together inside of me are going to be like, and hope that I had the right formula. Well, I overshot again, so I might have to go back and size down next time. But anyhow, so we go back to his house and washing it really well. He's like, here, let me see that. And he's so polite about it. He's washing it. He's like, we got to make sure it's really, really clean, which of course I appreciate. And he actually had some sex toy cleaner. So he's spraying. I'm like, okay, spray and soap and let's double disinfect. But I had said, I don't think it's, before I'd opened the package, I said, I don't think it's going to be that bad because I think they're sealed. I think it's the kind of plastic that's like almost impossible to get into. And by the time you do, like you could just about cut yourself to death with it. And, but no, turns out it was just like, it just popped together and you could open it up like a sandwich bag. And so I'm like, then I was a little creeped out. Like who the hell else has been molesting and touching my dildo before I bought it? Like this is weird. So super, super clean that sucker. But now I'm getting excited. I'm like, already I got my lube. I got the sex towel down. I don't want to get any lube on his bedspread. And we're ready to start going for it. And oh my gosh. So he starts with, again, just he's putting, first of all, I'm beyond wet. I'm super, super horny and just being around him. And even before when we were in the car and he picked me up and we went to Starbucks first, because I needed just a little something. I needed to get, like, I got a little oatmeal with the, you know, like nuts and brown sugar in it. Cause I hadn't eaten and I knew I was going to be hungry. But as we're sitting there talking, I'm looking at him and I'm like, oh, I'm ready to pounce. I love that anticipation and that workup in the car when you're just looking at someone and you're molesting them with your eyeballs because you just can't wait to rip their fucking clothes off. That's how I was feeling. You know, I love that buildup. I love that just lust and desire and all that good stuff. And I was definitely having it. So by the time the clothes did come off, I mean, I was beyond ready. I really, no lube needed, but I did have him lube everything up good because of the spatial issue. And as I got to realize before he even put it in, when he put it in, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's still pretty big. And now we got to try to get two in there. But I didn't have to think about that straight away because we were going through the, he was sucking on my clit while he had that thing inside me. Oh my gosh. And I was just so in the moment. And I was just like fantasizing and thinking about what's it going to be like? Like just really trying to imagine if this was real, a real male, female, male, and he's sucking my clit while another guy's fucking me. Oh my God. I just cannot wait to have that happen. I am so, so looking forward to that. I cannot even tell you. This is going to be just, I have built this up in my head so, so much. There is no way it's going to be bad. And by the way, I am working very hard to cultivate some, I've got some two new options. And one guy I think would be perfect. I basically said, hey, this is what I want. And I just want to make sure you're down with this because dicks are touching. The dicks are going to be touching. They might touch. And this isn't going to be where you guys are pulling a train on me and you're on, one guy's on one and one is on the other. I mean, I want, this is my fantasy. So it just has to be about me, you know, this first time. If it goes well, we can do it again and have the emphasis be different. But this first time, let me just tell you what I'm gunning for. And he's like, yeah, no problem. I've been in orgies before. So he doesn't care about whose thing touches what accidentally. Like, you know, if there's grazing or crossing or touching, he's fine with it. I'm like, good. Because I don't want to deal with anybody's hangups in the middle of this. And again, I shouldn't say hang up. Everybody's entitled to how they feel about it. But I'm definitely, you got to be down. You just got to be down with the Layla program for this, for my first one. Please. I don't want any problems. Let's have all this go smoothly. And the best way to do that is just to be upfront. So I was real excited when he was just like, yeah, no problems at all. I was like, ooh, this is good. I'm liking this. And he's a dominant. So maybe I can explore that. Maybe I will open that. Maybe I'm open to that again with somebody new. Maybe I'm willing to give that a try. I'd like to start exploring that again. I've definitely held back for a while. So I like to work all the angles. I like to see like, okay, this guy could check off this box and that box and check, check, check. Yes, I definitely am sizing people up. So anyway, I think, you know, I'm back at it and I'm bound and determined. This is the summer of the threesome for me. I'm going to make it happen. So Goldie and I are just getting into it and everything is feeling so good. And I knew what was coming. I knew I was going to have these amazing, because of my horniness and I can tell where my levels are. I knew I was just going to have these really amazing, what I call like rolling orgasms. And this is when they just like one stops and another one starts. They're stacked really, really closely together. And I don't know. It's just, it's weird. It's certain times of the month. Sometimes it's been with certain partners. I can always do that. I don't know why. There's some chemistry, some weird chemicals between us that make that happen. But always what happens with my chemistry is there's certain times in the month where I'm just super horny and I can do this. And Goldie and I are just getting more and more familiar with each other's bodies. And so the sex just gets better because of that. And I don't know if I'm hitting that point with him or it's just, if it was the timing for me chemically where I was at in the month, I don't know. But man, like, was I just out of body? Total out of body. I mean, that's the best. When you're having these orgasms that are just rocking you from head to toe and they just keep coming. I'm almost laughing as they're through them because they're so intense and so unbelievable. It just fucking rocks you. It just rocks you. And that's what was going on. And I mean, I can't even tell you how many I had or what, because I was sort of punch drunk on the whole thing. And talk about eyeballs rolling back in your head and things shaking. And it's almost like it comes from deep down inside. And I can just, and it's a lot of G-spot. It's a lot of G-spot. And I'm clenching down. It's almost like I'm pulling these waves into me, and there's just so much like heat and friction coming from my pelvis, my pelvic region. I don't even know how to explain it. It's just, it's a strange phenomenon, but you'll just start, you're just having it, and it's this big long wave, and it keeps going, and you're like, oh, da, 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 da. Like, oh my God, oh my God. And then another one rolls right in behind it. It's amazing. It's freaking amazing. I would love to string, oh, I don't know, 10 of those together. Like, how long can I go? Now, I have been with someone before where it literally was, it was like that, and for a long time. And my whole body sort of, like my hands and my face, like were kind of trembling. It was so intense. And this is no joke. And thank God, like somebody else saw it and can validate, like, what the fuck? And I didn't even know what was going on. It's just strange. And so anyway, I'm having kind of, not quite at that level with Goldie, but I'm on the right path. I'm on that same path. So, and I was just like, I was real, I knew it, I was intentional in the very, very beginning where I was edging myself, and I knew that I was just letting it build and letting it build and letting it build. And I just kept edging and edging and edging. And then when I finally let loose, oh my fucking God, I was seeing Jesus. I mean, that's what I did. I just, I don't know. I mean, I wish I need to get a handle on this. Like I need this to be something that I repeat intentionally over and over, not just something that I stumble into once or twice a month or every once in a while. You know, it's a strange thing. And I know that there's people that have kind of this superior orgasm control. And I feel like I'm stepping into it and on it and around it, but I haven't quite mastered it. And it's interesting because sometimes I've had partners that they're sort of the one controlling it, and that's really hot. And so because they're controlling it, my body's responding to their request of it. And I'm more passenger, you know, like following their lead, and they're taking me on this trip, this wild freaking trip. But right now with Goldie, I'm really trying to master it myself, and it's interesting. So yeah, it was, oh, it was hot. And then he was coming. We finally did the double penetration. And turns out I was just being greedy. I was just being greedy, made a greedy decision. And I knew it at the time. I knew it when I was in the sex shop. I knew this is probably going to be a little too big. But I just couldn't help myself. So I thought I was sort of settling for a smaller one. And it is smaller, but it wasn't quite small enough. So I need to go back, and I need to get the Goldilocks effect, the double penetration Goldilocks effect with Goldie. And in order to do that, I just need a smaller dildo. The one I picked is not quite, it's just a little too big. However, we did make it work, and the sensation was really intense, and it was good because it wasn't painful like the last time, but it was very tight. I know that if I just get to the next level with it, if I go down a size or half a size or a little bit on the circumference, and then with his dick, oh my God, my head's going to be popping off, but it did feel amazing. It really did. This time I was so much closer to, to that perfect fit. Oh my God. It just feels so, so good. But I have to say, and then we would play around, like he would take it out and then, you know, he'd be fucking me for a while. Nothing feels as good as a real dick. I mean, nothing. I mean, you can definitely get different sensations from a dildo. But man, nothing feels as good as just a nice dick that fits inside of you the right way. And that's really what drove me up crazy. And it actually even was interesting because I had something to compare it to. So when he would take the dildo out and then just keep fucking me, I was just like, I mean, I was gyrating my hips. I was grinding. It felt so good. And I could feel the contrast. And I loved it. I loved it. It was like, it made me greedy and hot and yes, and totally animalistic in the moment. I mean, I just couldn't get like enough of him and the way he felt. And yeah. And then he was, that was, I mean, he was gauging, he was watching my reaction. That was turning him on. He was just able to do one of my most favorite things where he could get right to the edge, pull himself out of me, and then sort of leak a little bit of cum out to kind of relieve the pressure, but not full orgasm. And then it just, it drips on you and just like around and inside on the very edge of your pussy. And oh, that is my all-time favorite. It is so fucking hot. That sends me, that gets me going into this total like cave woman mode. It just, it does something for me. I don't know. I mean, I get crazy about it. I love it so much. It's just such a turn on. It's so primal. It's so animalistic. I want him. I want all of that and more. And I don't want him to stop. And I just get like so, so greedy for it. Anyway, he kept doing that and I was losing my mind, going bonkers. He would pull out, come a little bit on me, stick it back in, keep going. He did that 3 times. And then finally I could tell he was just getting close. And then of course I'm just feeding into that. I'm giving him all the dirty talk and telling him, you know, how good it feels, how bad I want it, how much I love his cock and his cum. And I want, oh my God. Oh, very, very fun. So I just ended up having some amazing orgasms. I couldn't even tell you how many because I was so in my just animal brain and feeling everything and taking it all in. And oh, that's how I love to be. Like that's what sex should be about. You should be totally comfortable with your partner. You should be able to just let loose, go for it. Don't hold anything back. I mean, the last thing I am not thinking about a single thing other than all that pleasure, all these sensations, everything I'm feeling, the excitement, how close to the edge I am. I'm watching him, watching it go in and out of me. I mean, all the stuff that I just love and I'm just going for it and it's fucking fantastic. So and there you go. I hope that it's inspiring. Anyways, well, hey guys, we are a month into summer. Can you believe it? Already a month into summer. Have you guys, you know, I'm working hard on my sex bucket list. I'm trying to get this freaking male, female, male threesome and my double penetration knocked off. Have you guys made your sex bucket list? Are you working on your sex bucket list? What's on it and what are you knocking off? And if you don't have one, let me help you make one. I have a free sex bucket list tutorial. Just go to thecuriousgirldiaries.com and click on courses and you will see it right there. Boop. You just sign up, take it at your leisure, go right through it. I've just got different, there's a few exercises you run through and then boom, you will have yourself one very hot, fun, exciting sex bucket list. And then you can tell me all the juicy details about what you did because you guys know I love to hear from you. I love your feedback. I love your voicemails. Always, always reach out. I love it. I get back to everybody. It's super easy to do. You just go to thecuriousgirldiaries.com and click on the pink tab on the right-hand side and let it rip. You got 5 minutes. You can say whatever you want. Now, if you're rude, of course, I'll just delete it and won't get back to you. But fortunately, I don't really have any stinkers. The stinkers are few and far between. It's always good stuff. Always fun to talk to you guys. I just love it. Well, guys, I think we're winding down. Our episode's almost over. Oh my gosh. If you want more though, I know where you can get it. Guess what? You can join the private podcast and you should join before I take down some of that bonus content. Because once I take it down, it's never going back up. I'm sorry. I know. I hate to be a tease, but my private podcast, my rules. I did something. I put something up that I'm still a little unsure about. And I said, I will leave it up for, I guess, 30 days. And so I'm doing that. So it does come down July 5th. But all the other content's great. But I did put something kind of extra spicy for the people who were fast in making the decision to join the private podcast and support. And the proceeds from the private podcast help support the Curious Girl Diaries. And I appreciate everybody that signs up and joins so, so much. I love you guys. So everybody, stay happy, stay healthy, stay safe. And until next time, get your sex bucket list made. Mwah. Love you guys. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.